we made a conscious decision at that point in time that we would try and fight it as long as we could to hopefully have some common sense prevail and for people to be able to remain in the industry and have some regulations and standards put in place. We were hopeful that this would happen within the last 12 months, but you know, hasn't come to fruition. So, you know, we just can't get going the way that we were going. And a decision was made basically halfway through 2015 that, you know, if we couldn't get some sort of resolution quite quickly, that we would have to close the doors around Christmas time 2015.
And so, what's physically happening to the dairy? Selling the cows off?
Yeah, the cows were basically jointly owned, some daughter-in-law, etc. They've all been sold now. We've transferred quite a large number across to the family that, you know, we believe are unfairly victimised in all of this to try and keep them afloat. They have a young daughter, Sophie, and she's very keen to go forward with the animals and also with the name. So we're hopeful that, you know, the young people can stay in the industry and, as I said, some common sense will come to fruition for the rural milk.
How hard was it to make this call?
Oh, look, you know, without going into the emotional side of it and that, Nikolai, we had a five and a half year plan put in place originally, and that came to fruition in late 2014, about the same time that the raw milk was discontinued, and that just knocked the socks off us for whatever future we basically had. You know, we bred up a certified organic A2A2 dairy herd, Jersey herd, and we're really looking forward to this year, or the past year, 2015, to, you know, to turn a dollar over, but unfortunately that never happened.
Because you were looking at doing a low-temperature pasteurised product, which would have been okay to sell. What happened there?
Yeah, we did that. We done a 63-degree milk, and that was quite well-received in the marketplace. It was able to probably take up about 15% of the loss of the raw milk sales, and was well received by the people that tried the product and the stores that stocked it. Unfortunately, the volume wasn't anywhere near what the raw milk was, and therefore, you know, we couldn't sustain the business.
And so what's happening to that label? Is that transitioning through across to Mountain View?
That will transition across to Mountain View, and young Sophie hopefully will push forward to that as well as her own brand, I guess, and plug some gaps that are in the marketplace.
I think last time we spoke, which would have been early to mid last year, you were talking about that trying, and you mentioned it before, trying to push for standards and regulations so that it would become a legal product. Have there been any advances in that kind of debate?
Yeah, I believe for probably the first time that this thing is starting to move forward. From a personal point of view, we looked at all the standards and regulations set around the world for the sale and production of raw milk. We tabled those with the now active Australian Raw Milk Producers Co-op. They looked at that and they've pulled it apart and decided what they'd like to add to, take away from those particular standards. I believe we're getting very close. The people that remain in the industry will be getting fairly close to be able to sit down with the regulators and talk standards and regulations. And the only concern I have is how high the bar will be set in the final run home. But, you know, the black market has to stop. There have to be some regulations put in place and some standards. You know, we've got the raw milk cheese out there now. The same thing can apply as far as the raw milk as a drinking product.
Is that black market still happening? Is there still consumer demand?
Yeah, we done some farmers markets right up to the end, Nikolai, and I've seen what was happening at the markets. I'm obviously not going to disclose any of that. But, yeah, that was a major concern to us. You know, the bottom line is that, you know, if we can get some standards put in place, and I've said it all along for almost 40 years now, that, you know, if the people aren't good enough to adhere to a set of standards and regulations, move them on, find the people that can do the job.
And so, Reg Matthews, now that you've shut down your dairy, do you take a step back from this debate or will you continue to take part in it?
Yeah, I guess it's a momentary clearing of the headspace more than anything, Nikolai. It's fairly frustrating and, you know, people have been wanting us to push for compensation and things like that. We're not about that. We just want freedom of choice for the public. Basically, I would suggest that throughout this year, that you know where we can be of assistance to people that are still in the fight, people like the Australian Raw Milk Movement, the Australian Raw Milk Producers Co-op. If we can be of assistance, we'll certainly be putting our hat in the ring as well.